This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
My name is Pamela Cobb and I am interviewing Rena Safi at Guttman Community College on October 19, 2019. Do you give me permission to record this oral history?
Yes.
Okay. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Hungary, Budapest.
Hungary?
Budapest.
Budapest. And how was your childhood growing up there?
Childhood, it was alright. I played around and spent time with people.
Okay. Did you grow up with both your parents?
Yeah, I grew up with both of my parents in Hungary.
Okay. Would you describe your favorite meal growing up?
Can you repeat that?
Would you describe your favorite meal growing up?
My favorite meal growing up would be chicken with rice and like curry. So like the chicken was like had a sauce, and then it was like cooked with tomatoes, onions.
That chicken?
It was in a curry, so like the curry was when you put onions, tomatoes, I don't know the name of the seasoning, but there were like seasonings in it, and then like that's when you put the chicken after and like maybe potatoes or stuff like that, but then like that's how the chicken was, and then like salads, so like and then usually there was like a sauce called like chutney. And then that's like, I don't know what's exactly in it, but...
On the sauce?
In the chutney sauce, that's like some kind of spicy, but I don't know what it is. Like some peppers, probably.
And that's your favorite meal growing up?
Yeah.
So, chicken, rice, and salad?
And that sauce thing.
And the sauce?
Yeah.
Okay. Why was it significant to you?
Because I guess it's like kind of Middle Eastern food, like maybe not Middle Eastern, but like maybe South Asian or Middle Eastern. So like that's where my parents are from, and then I grew up in Hungary, so like it's not the same. So that's
So your parents are not?
They're not Hungarian. I'm not Hungarian. I just grew up there.
Oh, and so I was where born are your parents from?
Afghanistan.
Oh, so you guys went to Hungary?
I grew up and I was born in Hungary.
Okay. Was there a meaning behind it beyond the food itself?
Just because it wasn't Hungarian food. That's the
because it was from like where your parents culture. Were actually from and it was okay, that's cool. Does a certain food remind you of a loved one?
Mantou, yeah. It's called mantou. It's kinda similar to like dumplings, but not really. It's not really the same because the pasta is kind of made differently. I don't know how it's made. I've never made it, but it looks different and feels different than dumplings. But that's the meal.
What are dumplings?
Dumplings are the Chinese things that it's like pasta and then there's like beef or like pork or chicken or something inside it.
It looks like a small empanada.
Yeah, but not
but it's
really.
Soft, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people eat it with like spinach.
They put spinach inside. Soy sauce or something like that. I don't know.
So you said that it reminds you of a special
the
someone?
Mantou, yeah. Reminds me of mother.
So nice. Do you have any memories in regards to preparing meals with an elder?
I used to make some food with my mother in the past. So yeah.
What type of food?
The Afghan food, the
rice,
the religious,
chicken,
not really those, but cutting up stuff because I was small, so I didn't exactly cook, but
you were just, I mean, you were there, so
yeah.
The sauce, so was it homemade or was it like bought somewhere?
The sauce was homemade.
Okay, that's cool. So you know how to make it?
I don't, but she did.
Okay. What is currently your favorite meal to eat?
Currently, my favorite meal would be like kebab with rice. My father makes really good kebab, so
kebabs.
Chicken kebab, yeah.
Do you actually make food though? Like, do you
ever
cook?
I cook sometimes when I have time. Then I cook for myself only.
For yourself?
Yeah.
Why is it your favorite meal?
The flavor, it tastes good. I just like the way it tastes. Like, I don't like chickens that are like chewy. Like, I don't like those type of things.
You like the one that breaks right away?
Yeah. Like tender.
So that is really well cooked.
Yeah.
Because you know, sometimes like when it's not fully cooked, it's
I don't like those.
So does it carry any significant meaning beyond it, the food itself, or is it just because it tastes
good? It's just because
good?
It tastes good. I just like it.
Oh, okay. If you could pick anyone in the world, who would you eat your favorite meal with? Why, and what would you eat with them?
If I could pick my favorite meal, well, not favorite, my favorite,
my favorite person,
I would eat with my mother because I haven't seen her since like I was like 12, so I would eat with her, and probably I would eat mantu with her, the food I described earlier.
Uh-huh.
And mantu, I would eat with her because I have questions that I never got answered.
Oh, okay. So the food that you, it was the chicken,
the mantu,
the mantu. So okay. Yeah. So that's the one that you had.
No, he never made it.
Okay.
That's the dumpling thing.
The dumpling.
Similar, yeah,
see,
similar,
there
similar.
You go. Is there any food you would not eat?
I would never eat snails, no oysters. I don't like the chewy stuff. That just gross me out. I cannot.
Oh my gosh, snails are. Do you abide by any dietary restrictions because of your culture or religion?
No, I don't abide by any restrictions, but I used to in the past, because my father is Muslim, you know how Muslim people don't eat pork, so I never ate pork, but now I do, so I don't have any restrictions anymore.
Why did it change?
Why did it change? I guess because just being around people that eat it, so like, you know, they kind of influenced me to actually try it and eat it, so it kind of tastes alright, so I like it.
Okay. Are there certain foods you only eat on special occasions?
I don't really have special occasions, but I used to be in the past, like I ate those mantu stuff, and then like a meal, big meal with different kebabs and things like that, like all kind of like different, I don't know the name, like it's like I don't remember the names of it, but like different kebabs. But they were on special occasions.
Okay, so in your opinion, who in your life cooks the best meals?
Best meals? I mean, my father is a really good cook, so I guess it would be my father.
Okay. What do they usually cook?
My father cooks all kind of stuff. Like, there is like something called dal. I don't know what it in English what it's made of, but I know what it looks like, so I can't really explain. But it's, I think maybe it's, no, it's not lentils, I don't know. It's like something similar to it, but I don't know what
something
it's called.
Beans?
No, it's not beans, something similar to lentils.
Lentils.
Looks like similar to it, but it's not, I know it's not lentils, but something similar, that's dal. And then he also cooks like stew, with chicken stew, beef, or something like that. And then like lamb, I hate lamb, but he cooks lamb. And then rice, and he makes soups, a lot of soups. And he makes like a lot of, he bakes a lot of cakes. So yeah.
So he doesn't usually stick to the Muslim.
I mean, he does
diet?
Because the like the rice, the chicken, the meat stuff, he sticks to the Muslim diet. But then sometimes he just makes like French fries or stuff like that. So it's balanced out.
Okay. So what does eating well mean to you?
Eating well would be, for me, is like eating, you know, like not eating fast food. I don't really like to eat. Like, I don't go out too much to eat fast food because I don't want to eat those. Because I know that they're not healthy, so like I wouldn't want to eat too much fast food. So I would eat homemade food more often because I know how it's made, where the meat came from, and how it was prepared. Like, I don't know how some places, there might be like restaurants or something, they might have like, I don't know what they do with their meat behind closed doors. So that's what it would mean.
So just like a lot of restaurants,
like
a lot of people speak about the forks and everything, how, you know, do they really wash it well?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that I would rather eat, like, I would eat food that I know how it's made, and also like more nutrition, like salads and stuff like that.
So in a way healthy,
yeah,
not
more healthy,
junk,
yeah,
but just homemade, but it's also good, you know?
yeah.
Do you have a favorite restaurant?
I mean, this is not really a restaurant. I kind of forgot the name because I haven't been there in like since this summer. But it's a Korean place. Oh no, it's a Vietnamese. It's not Korean. It's Vietnamese. But they have really, really tasty French fries. I forgot the name of the place though. Something Vietnamese. I forgot the name. It's in Queens.
It's in Queens?
Yeah.
And what do you usually order?
The fries.
The
kimchi fries, yeah. The fries taste really good. Like if you try them, you might like them, but it's like different than the regular fries around. Like they have different things on it.
How does the food you eat or cook make you who you are?
I don't really think that the food makes me who I am. I don't believe the food makes me who I am. So I don't think the food makes me into any type of person.
So when you started eating pork, you know, in a way, not eating it was cultural. Do you feel connected to your religion?
Oh no, I'm not Muslim. I don't follow the Muslim religion.
Okay.
So that's like, I'm not really into the religion. Only my father is. So, but I still, that was the only thing I followed from it in the past, was not eating pork.
Do you observe certain rules or traditions in regards to drinks?
I don't really observe any, but I've seen people drink a lot of coffee. Like, everyone drinks a lot of coffee every morning. I just see it in the subways, in schools, everywhere. People drink a lot of coffee.
You're not a Starbucks person.
I don't drink coffee at all.
Okay.
I just see people drinking.
How come? You never tried it before?
I've tried coffee, but like, I don't know. Some people are addicted to the taste or just addicted to the coffee, so I've never been addicted to it. Like, it tastes good, I like it, but I would not want the coffee to control me and like having to buy coffee every day.
If you could go anywhere in the world to try new food, where would you go and why?
I think I would go to Tibet. That's like, right now it's under control of China because it used to be a free country, but not anymore. And I would go there because my favorite person, she's from Tibet, so I just want to try the food that she has from her own culture.
Who's your favorite person?
She is like, she's 32, and then she's like a mother figure, so
okay. So
I guess that's the person.
What is a meal or snack you can eat all the time and never get tired of?
The snack I would eat all the time and never get tired of would be Takis. I just love Takis. Because of the flavor, it just tastes really good.
You like spicy food?
Yeah, I mean, Takis are like, I don't like all type of spicy food. Like, there are some spicy food that just spice and I'm like, there's no taste to it. I don't like those, but if it tastes good and spicy, then yeah.
Okay, because there's different type of taco.
I know, I like the one with the lime. I think it's the lime thing.
The green one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the green one, the one with the green packaging. You like the purple one?
The purple packaging.
You like the purple, so it's not the one with lime.
It says lime on it. It says fuego and lime or something.
Maybe I'm wrong. What is the most important meal of the day to you?
The most important meal to me would be breakfast because I need to eat breakfast. If I don't have breakfast for the day, I might be really grumpy and be mad at people, so I need my breakfast.
So in a way, food controls you?
No, it does not, but then like, I just like emotionally, like if I'm hungry, I might be just a little different than when I'm not hungry.
So when you do eat, food...
I feel better.
You feel better, though. Yeah. That's controlling.
All right.
Okay, so food, and you explained how your mom, so throughout your life, has there ever been a moment where you actually faced real hunger?
I've never faced real hunger, but there has been a time where I've been in the rehab and I chose not to eat the food. Mm-hmm. So I was like, there have been times that the food was like so disgusting at the rehab. Like sometimes it was either uncooked or sometimes it was just food I didn't like. So it's like, I didn't eat it on purpose I was like starving on purpose because I'm not gonna eat this food if it looks so disgusting. So yeah, that was the one time. But outside of the rehab, it has never happened.
Okay. So going back to pork, would you ever think of doing a diet around it where you completely stopped eating it? in terms of like just maybe fitting into your culture again if you want it?
No, because I don't believe in the Muslim religion, so no, it would never happen again. Because like in the past I kind of believed in it, because I was like little, like, you know, what my father tells me, so I just did what he, like, you know, following the parents. But then like after getting older, so no, I don't really believe in the religion, so no, I would never go back and then stop eating pork. Like, I don't eat pork all the time, but like sometimes I do. So
do you think that your favorite meals in general are healthy?
I mean, they are healthy enough, like they're balanced. I like super healthy, like, you know, like those crazy healthy foods where you only eat like just a salad and stuff like that with protein and stuff. But then like I eat salad right next to the chicken, the rice, and then there's like other sauces, so it's balanced out. It's like in the middle.
Yeah. Do you know the American plate?
Yeah.
How it's like set up? Do you think that you don't know it?
No.
It has like grains and like
greens. Oh, all right,
Yeah.
Same
picture.
Do you
follow that?
I don't really follow
purpose.
It. No, I don't follow that. In my plate, I just put everything together as much as fits on it. So I don't go like one plate this and one plate that. I just put everything on one plate.
Okay. Is there any question that you think I should have asked you for better understanding? Anything?
No, there isn't any question.
Anything that you want to add? Just...
No.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you
for allowing me to interview you about this.
Yeah.